Gemara Masechta Yuma, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, discusses where exactly the Kohen Gadol, as we know on Yom Kippur, after Kohen Gadol did Zrikas Adam from the Dama Par and Dama Sawyer in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he also did Zrikas Adam on the Proichus, then he does Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and then he does Zrikas Adam on the Taharoi Shel Mizbeach, on the top of the Mizbeach. And the Gemara here on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis quotes a machloikus of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, exactly at which corner of the Mizbeach HaPnimi did he first, was his first Zrika? Was it on the southwest corner or on the northwest corner? The Gemara, however, asks that given the fact that we've learned the halacha that Resh Lakish taught us, and we've learned this halacha a number of times, Baruch Hashem in our Masechta, the halacha of Eim Avirim Al HaMitzvus, so the question that the Gemara asks is, why does everybody agree that they don't do the Zrikas Adam at the first corner? That according to Bekiva, the first corner they would have done the Zrikas Adam is at the southwest, because according to Bekiva, as Rashi explains, the entrance and exit to the Kodesh HaKadoshim was on the south side of the Parayichus. According to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, the entrance and the exit was on the north side. So according to both of them, the Zrikas Adam, if we have a loch of Eim Avir Mal Mitzvah, should have been done at that corner. But we know that according to Rabbi Kiva, we don't do it that way. We do it on the southeast corner. And according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, we do it on the northeast corner. Isn't there a halacha of Eim Avirim Al HaMitzvahs? Answers the Gemara. Am Shmuel, Da Makra V'yotza Al Mizbeach, Ad the Nafik Mekul Mizbeach. The Torah Kedosha clearly teaches us that the Kohen Gadol has to be standing on the other side, on the east side of the Mizbeach, when he does the Zrikas Adam. So first he has to go stand on that side, and then afterwards he'll come back to do the Zrikas Adam. According to Rabbi Kiva, he'll do it on the side on the west and the southwest side. According to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, on the northwest side. But first, we all start the east side. Even though the Gemara is saying that normally there's a loch of Eim Avirim Al HaMitzvahs. And as we've discussed previously in our shiur, Rashi says that what is the source for the halacha of Eim Avirim Al HaMitzvahs? A mechilta, the pasuk says, v'shemartem es hamatzois, says Rashi, the mechilta says, al tikri es hamatzois el hamitzvois, mitzvah haba liyotcha al nachmitza. So according to Rashi, there's a lima to teach us Eim Avirim Al HaMitzvahs. The Rambam has a very different approach to why halacha is Eim Avirim Al HaMitzvahs. The Rambam's approach is because, as it says in Pirkei Avos, "I ata yodea matan schorin shel mitzvos." We don't really know which mitzvah is more valuable and which mitzvah is less valuable, and therefore, whatever mitzvah you have the opportunity to do, do, because that's the mitzvah that may be most valuable. And he gives a very famous mashal. He says there was once a king who had a beautiful garden with many different trees in the garden. And obviously not all of the trees were equal in value. And the more expensive trees, the king was anxious to have, would pay more to have them tended properly. And the less expensive trees, obviously he would pay less for. But he was concerned that the person wouldn't know that only the expensive trees would get tended. So he didn't tell anybody what he was paying per tree. So at the end, all the trees got taken care of, even though they weren't equal in value. Similarly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants all of the mitzvahs to be fulfilled. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants all the mitzvahs fulfilled, he doesn't tell us the schar for mitzvah. Like that, we should do all mitzvahs, eim avirim ala mitzvahs. But there's a question that the Paiskim pose. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Aruchayim, Simen, Tzadik, Sif, Ches, Paskins, that Osel Ava Chutzl Beis HaKnesses, somebody should not walk outside a shul, Betzad Shapesach Besuach Bo, on the side where there's the entrance, B'shor Shatziba Mispalim, as everybody is davening, M'nei Shenirik HaKoyfer, if this door, the shul is opening, and everybody is davening, and I don't walk in, it looks like I don't believe in tefillah. Kivin shenichnas l'spalo, as I'm not walking in when everybody is davening. Says the Magen Avraham, that even though the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that you're not allowed to walk by a shul when they're davening, because it looks like I'm not joining in their tefillah, says the Magen Avraham, that if they're here in Sif Katan Chafes, that if there are two shuls in town, so now there's no concern when I walk by the shul that people will say, why is he not walking at the shul? Why is he not joining in the davening? Because people will say that I'm going to the other shul. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, not only don't I have this problem that was just identified in the Gemara, I should actually daven in the shul, which is further. In order to get schar psius, in order to get schar alicha for davening in the further shul. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav here in Sif Yud Beis indeed paskins this way. But there's a question. We just learned Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs. The one is not supposed to pass a mitzvah. So yes, there is no concern of Maris Ayin when I walk by the shul, but why is there no concern, but why is there no problem of Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs when I walk by the shul where they're davening to go to the shul that's further? And by learning our sugya, hopefully, we could have an answer to this question, which is discussed actually by many paiskim. The Gemara on Daf Nun Tes Amun Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Nun Tes Amun Aleph discusses again the halachas of the avoida on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the Gemara says, where did they put, as I said at the beginning of our shir, they put the dam on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and then they put it on the flat part on top of the Mizbeach, Al-Taharish HaMizbeach, and the Gemara discusses where did they put it? Tanya. So the Gemara in the Afnun Tes says, "A machloikus. Chananya am b'tzad tzvoini hu noisin. Rabbi Yosef am b'tzad droimi hu noisin. Machloikus. Where on the Mizbeach HaPnimi? On the north side or on the south side?" Says the Gemara b'maikem mefki. What is the machloikus? Says Mar sav pisch b'darm koi, that the exit and entrance to the Kodesh HaKadosh was on the south side, and therefore that was the side that the Kohen Gadol was standing by, and therefore that's the place to put the dam. Mar Sover and Rabbi Yossi holds Pesach B'Tzofen Koy. So since the opening is on the north side, that's why it should be put on the north side. That's where the Kohen Gadol stands. Says the Gemara, the Kul Amamiya, everybody is certainly in agreement. Heichad the Gamer Matanus the Kronus, where they finished putting on the dam on the four corners. Hosam Yoav Agagai. That means as the Kohen Gadol finishes putting the dam on the four corners of the Mizbeach, that's the place to put the dam on the top of the Mizbeach. My Tama, what's the reason? Says the Gemara, Omakra V'tira V'kotshay. Makam Shekitshay, at the place where you finish, where the Kohen Gadol finishes putting the dam on the four corners, Sham Taroi, that's where you should stand and put the dam for the, that's where you should put the dam on the top of the Mizbeach. Ask the Mefarshim, why does the Gemara have to bring a pasuk of a Taroi V'katshay? Haven't we learned the rule of Eimavir Malamitzvus? And if we've learned the rule of Eimavir Malamitzvus, Eimavir Malamitzvus obviously teaches us that where I'm standing, that's where I should do the mitzvah. So the Sefer, so one teretz that I saw, that the Siach Yitzchak suggests, that maybe we would think that we want to show that there's a difference between the dam that's put on the corners versus the dam that's put on the flat part of the Mizbeach. So even though, yes, there's a rule of Eimavir Malamitzvus, and Eimavir Malamitzvus certainly tells us that where I'm standing is where I should put the dam, but maybe over here we shouldn't follow that rule of Eimavir Malamitzvus, because we should try to, on the contrary, show a hefsik, a separation between the two Nesinas Adam. That's why we need a pasuk to teach us, no, put it the dam where you're standing. One teretz the Siach Yitzchak gives. But there's another teretz that many Mefarshim suggest. The rule of Eimavir Malamitzvus only applies when I have two mitzvahs in front of me. I have two mitzvahs in front of me. I don't know which mitzvah to do and which mitzvah not to do. So that's where the halach is. Eimavir Malamitzvus tells you, do the mitzvah that's in front of you. But if there are no two mitzvahs in front of you, then there's no rule of Eimavir Malamitzvus. So here, where I'm only going to put the dam on one part of the Mizbeach, since I'm only going to put the dam on one part of the Mizbeach, so there's no Eimavir Malamitzvus. So to understand this a little better, what we're learning over here is that the concept of Eimavir Malamitzvus doesn't tell us that we should skip over a mitzvah you're supposed to do first. Eimavir Malamitzvus says that when you have two mitzvahs in front of you, choose the mitzvah that's right at hand for you. But if you don't have two mitzvahs in front of you, then you do the mitzvah that you're supposed to do now. So now, if we're going to, and the Har Tzvi, and the Shaul Tshuva's Har Tzvi, Orik Chaim, Chelik Aleph, Simen Nun Gimel, essentially says this, Vart. So now let's compare to our situation. Given that we're speaking about, as we said earlier in our shiur, a situation where there are two shuls in town. So there's no concern of Maris Ayin and walking by the shul. Since there's no concern of Maris Ayin and walking by the shul, the entire consideration that we have left in discussing our Gemara, the only consideration that we have left to discuss is the consideration of Schar Alicha. While somebody's walking to shul, he has the mitzvah of Schar Alicha. He doesn't yet have the mitzvah of davening. So it's not like he has two mitzvahs, and we have a mitzvah Eimavir, we have a rule of Eimavir Malamitzvahs. No, Eimavir Malamitzvahs is only when I have the mitzvah in front of me. So if I'm going to shul, so I have to go to the first shul maybe. But now we're talking about the mitzvah Schar Alicha. We're not up to the mitzvah of davening. And therefore, indeed, when we don't have that mitzvah in front of me, so it's not a question of choosing, that we don't have the halacha of Eimavir Malamitzvahs. And I saw that this approach is applied in a number of situations when we speak about the rule of Eimavir Malamitzvahs. A number of examples. We all know that we're supposed to put on the tefillin shel yad before we put on the tefillin shel rosh. And we're supposed to, in fact, put the tefillin in the bag where we keep the tefillin in such a way that we should first have the tefillin shel yad and then have the tefillin shel rosh. But what happened, for whatever reason, I didn't put it away properly, and I have the tefillin shel rosh, and when I take out the tefillin from my bag, I first take out the tefillin shel rosh before I take out the tefillin shel yad. What would be the halacha?
Do I put on the tefillin shel Rosh first? Do I put on the tefillin shel Yad first? So the Paiskim say that you put on the tefillin shel Yad first. I, Eimavir Malamitzvus. And if we have a rule of Eimavir Malamitzvus, the halacha should be that I should put on the tefillin shel Rosh first. The answer is, if the Torah says, Ukshatam lois ayudecho, v'hoilu tetofos benedecho, from which we learn that first you put on the tefillin shel Yad and then the tefillin shel Rosh, so I don't have two mitzvahs in front of me. Because the halacha is that I have to put on the tefillin shel Yad first. If I have to put on the tefillin shel Yad first, so it's not like I have option. Do I do tefillin shel Yad, tefillin shel Rosh? The zman for the tefillin shel Rosh has not yet come. Another example that I saw from Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Shlomo Zalman says that when one sets his table Friday night, and again, there's a tremendous concept here, how the halacha affects every detail of our life. So the way a table should be set Friday night, he says, is that the wine and the cup that we use for Kiddush should be put in front of me, and the challah should be put behind that. Why? Because since I'm going to make Kiddush first, so aim at Bir Malamitzvus. So have the wine in front of you and the challah behind it. So what happens if that didn't happen? And the table was set not that way. The table was set with the challahs and the wine behind the challah. Would the halacha be that you cut the challah, you make the hamotzi before you make Kiddush? So he says, no, of course not. Aren't we learning the concept of Eim Avir Malamitzvus? The answer is, again, Eim Avir Malamitzvus is only when the two mitzvahs are in front of me and I can fulfill either mitzvah. So now the question is, which mitzvah should I fulfill? I should fulfill the mitzvah that comes to me first, Eim Avir Malamitzvus. But if the halacha is, as we know, that on Friday night first we make Kiddush on the wine, and only after Kiddush on the wine is made, do we then and only then make the hamotzi on the challah? So the zman for the challah hasn't come. We don't have two mitzvahs in front of us. We only have one mitzvah, the mitzvah of Kiddush. There is no other mitzvah at this point yet. And therefore, there is no rule of Eim Avir Malamitzvus. Similarly, when somebody is fulfilling the mitzvah of walking to shul, he doesn't have at this point any other mitzvah in front of him, just the mitzvah of walking to shul. He doesn't have now a mitzvah of davening. But it could well be. And the Har Tzvi indeed says it in that shuva. But let's say somebody's already in shul, with it, and he's shul and they're davening, and he wants to leave the shul to go daven somewhere else. That may be indeed a concept of Eim Avir Malamitzvus. You're there in the davening, so you should daven where you are, not go elsewhere. That's one approach to the shaila. But actually, I saw in the Rav Avadi Yosef Zitzal, in the Shaila's Tshuva Sicha V'Das, Chelek Beis, Simen Tes, has a different approach to the shaila. His approach to the shaila is that Eim Avir Malamitzvus does not mean to say Eim Avir Malamitzvus does not mean to say that you should do a mitzvah in an improper way. That means, he says, if there are two shuls, and I could daven better in another shul, does that mean that I should daven in the shul where I can't daven as well? Of course not. Eim Avir Malamitzvus means all things being equal, do the mitzvah that's in front of you. But if it's not all things being equal, of course, do the mitzvah. Of course, do the mitzvah that's better. And actually, I think that's the lesson of our Gemara that we started the shiur with, the Gemara on Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says that even though we should really, according to Rabbi Akiva, do the first corner, the south. The first corner that should be done is the southwest. According to Rabbi Yosef Glili, it should be the northwest. We actually do the southeast and northeast. Why? Because the Torah says, v'yotza, that you should go out, mechutz l'mizbeach. So what do we see? That even though there's a concept of Eim Avir Malamitzvus, Eim Avir Malamitzvus doesn't mean that you should follow it blindly. Eim Avir Malamitzvus means with all things being equal. Rabbi Yosef has a very interesting discussion. He says that let's say somebody is a rov in a town, and he's successful in the town. He's satisfied. The people of the community are satisfied. But he gets an opportunity to go to another town where he thinks he may be even more successful. Is the halacha that he can't leave the town that he's in? Ein mavir malamitzus. He says, of course not. He said, because ein mavir malamitzus doesn't mean to teach us that you shouldn't do the better mitzvah. Ein mavir malamitzus means everything has to be all things being equal. And that's the lesson of Al Gemara. Yes, Rabbi Kiva would agree, do the Zrikas Adam first on the southwest corner. Yes, Rabbi Yosef Glilu would tell us to do it on the northwest corner. But there's a pasuk that says there's a better way to do it. And that's all we have to do, what the pasuk tells us. And the same thing over here. Aim, if yes, you should daven in the first shul. But if you could daven better in another shul, besides the fact that as the Magen Avraham that we began the shiur says, there's a point of Schar Halicha. Because not everybody's sure that the Schar Halicha outweighs the Ein Mavir Malamitzvos. And I saw, furthermore, that he has a discussion there with Avadi Yosef. He says, on one hand, there's a Schar Halicha, but in that time you could have been learning or davening. So who says that the learning and davening aren't more valuable than the Schar Halicha? So it's not just the concept of the Schar Halicha. That was the first approach that we took. But now we're taking an approach, even if there wouldn't be Schar Halicha, if you could daven better in the second shul, that's where you should daven. Because Ein Mavir Malamitzvos doesn't mean to negate doing the mitzvah in a better way. And actually, I think that's what the Rambam means to say. The Rambam says that why do we say, as we said at the beginning of our shiur, why do we say Ein Mavir Malamitzvos? Because we don't know which mitzvah is more valuable. But if we knew which mitzvah is more valuable, it seems that the Rambam would agree that we would pick the mitzvah that's more valuable. We just don't know which is the more valuable mitzvah. So if somebody knows that he could daven better in another shul, so then it's like knowing which is the more valuable mitzvah. When you know which is the more valuable mitzvah, then there's no concept of, says that the Rambam wouldn't say, Ein Mavir Malamitzvos. Pick the mitzvah that's the better mitzvah.